Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Portland Trailblazers and the Utah Jazz. Portland comes in with a record of 31-40, while Utah is 35-36 on the year. Over their last 10, Portland 2-8 has lost 6 in a row, while Utah over that span 5-5 has won 2 straight. Here are the numbers. Portland averages 114.2 per game and surrenders 116.1, while Utah scores 117.4 and surrenders 117.3 per night. Turnovers 14.6 per game by the Blazers, 15.4 by the Jazz. Utah is 47.3% from the field, while Portland shoots 47.9%. Three-point shooting 37.3% from long range by the Blazers, 36% by Utah. Jazz 79% from the free throw line, while the Blazers are 80.1%. Portland one of, if not the worst scoring bench in the NBA at just 26.1 points per game, while Utah scores 39.1. This is the fourth time this year these two teams are playing. The Blazers won two of the first three games. Utah is at home in this one, and the visiting Blazers are without Justice Winslow. Jeremy Grant is questionable, while Utah will be without Jordan Clarkson and Colin Sexton. Laurie Marketing is questionable. So there's all the points for Utah. I tell you what, I think they're going to have a hard time with anything with all those guys being out. So even though I don't think Portland's any good at all, I got Portland winning this one on the road because of those injuries to the Jazz. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Portland and Utah. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Portland Trail Blazers and the Utah Jazz. The lines are currently open in the favor of the Utah Jazz at home, sitting at 4 overall on the spread with the over-under of 232.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Utah right now is currently just outside of a top 5 team when it comes to points per game, currently right now ranked 6 overall, averaging 117.4, while Portland right now is in the middle of the pack right now, currently at 15, averaging 114.2. Now, when it comes to points allowed right now, they're just a little bit below the middle of the pack. Right now, Portland's averaging 116.1 points that they give up per game, while Utah is more in the bottom tier right now, averaging and allowing 117.3. Now, if you add this all up, you're kind of just right at that line mark. But with these two teams, I would consider taking the under in this game. If you look at their last 5 meetings overall in Utah, the under has been favored 4-1. And if you want to take it bigger than that, look at their last 10 games right now. The under still been favored 7-3. So I would definitely lean and take the under in this game. Now, one player I've always been taking the over on, but I might change this time, is Damian Lillard. Right now, his points are sitting at 36.5. Now, I know you're thinking like, man, I've always been taking the over on him of late. But if you look at his last 9 games right now, he's been averaging 32.8. And right now, I just think that's a little bit too high for him. And maybe because his average is normally around 36.5 in his 2 meetings that he averaged against Utah. So I would probably lean just at that mark. So I would consider taking the under in this game for him. One player, if you want to take the over on, is Anthony Simmons right now. He's sitting at 20.5. His last 3 meetings against Utah, he's been averaging 28 points. So I would lean towards the over in the points for Simmons. There's nobody on Utah's side I like right now. Marketing is out right now, which is another reason why I would probably consider taking Portland in the spread right here. I would just ignore the fact that they've been 2-5 against the spread in the last 7. With Utah just out a few of their star players right now, I would lean towards Portland in this spread right here, and the reason why I would take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Portland Trail Blazers and the Utah Jazz. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.